the mansion that the Lord has prepared for you. He said, in my Father's house or in many mansions, if it was not so, I would not have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. That's in the kingdom of God. And we appreciate God for his word and his goodness. And the word of God is bread. It's life. It's drink for us. And Jesus said in John the sixth or the seventh chapter of John, when he, I think it was it the last day of the feast? Where is it? John the 7th, I think 37. John 7:37. And if you go there quickly, it said after verse in the last days 37. In the last days, that great day of the feast, verse 37, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He is this, he leadeth my soul. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. See, Jesus Christ is that water of life. He is the still water. Amen. When you accept Jesus as your Savior, he gives you peace. My peace have I given unto you, not as the world give it. Then let me slip this in Psalms 2, where he said, why do the heathen rage and the kingdoms were moved? You know why they rage? Because they have no peace. The wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest. So there's a raging in the hearts of the human family without God. But back in John 7, 37, he says that that in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. You know, the world doesn't satisfy, the entertainment, the feasting of this world. But Jesus Christ is the only one that satisfied. And it, verse 38, is it? Said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly, that's it, his spirit, the deepest part, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. See, shall flow rivers of living water. And but this spake he, notice what he was speaking about. This spake he of the spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, but right now we have the Holy Ghost. It's here. It's been given, right, on the day of Pentecost. Amen. That means Pentecost had not yet come, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So this river, the Spirit of life, that makes glad, Psalms, where is it, what, 46? It says that there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the cities of the living God. I mean, the cities of our God. See, Jesus Christ is that water of life. You see, you flow out. It flows out to the human family, to the children of God, and it make glad the city of God when you drink of the water of life. He said to the woman by the well, "If you drink that water, remember that lesson in John 4." If you drink that water, you will thirst again. That's the water that did not come from the well. But if you drink the water that I give unto you, it shall be in you. See? A well of salvation. See? a well springing up into everlasting life. In Isaiah, and it says that this, he was speaking also of the Holy Ghost. And in Isaiah, the 12th chapter, he says that in that day, what day? From the day that Christ was crucified, died, and was buried and rose, and he gave us, sent the Holy Spirit from that day until now and going into the future from that day. And Jesus, the scripture said, Isaiah said, in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, the Lord is my shepherd, isn't he? The same Lord is speaking about. O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Remember, the water comforts you. Said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. How will he comfort you? How does he go about comforting us as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Notice, thy rod and thy staff. And there's a scripture in Isaiah, what chapter? It says that there would be a rod that would come out of the stem of Jesse. See, there's a beautiful scripture there that speaks of that, a rod. Thy rod and thy staff. See, the rod of God. That's the word of God. Isaiah 11 verse. Look at that beautiful scripture in Isaiah. The 11 verse 1 says, and there shall come forth a rod, R-O-D, that rod is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch. Oh, hallelujah. And a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. That's the Holy Spirit, that refreshing water. See, that water of life. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. That's the Lord God. My Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand till I make thy enemy thy footstool. And because thou hast loved righteousness and hate iniquity, therefore God, even thy God shall anoint thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellow. And so Jesus Christ has that river, that same river that flows from the throne of God. Said and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of one, wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. Can you see the still water? Can you see the river? There is a river, and the streams whereof shall make glad the cities of God. Can you see these branches reaching out that flows from this river of life? Now, can you see the outflow into your heart that makes you still? See, he leadeth you beside still water, where that's Christ leading us unto himself, where there is no fear. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There is no lack. There is nothing that you need, but everything is in Christ. In him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, and we are complete in him. That's what the scripture said. All of the treasures and the wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Jesus Christ. So here, this branch, amen, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. See, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Can you see that river One time you did not know very much about God, but now the river has flown your way. The branches are flowing in your way. The streams are coming in your way. And the psalm says that the streams whereof shall make glad the city of the living God. Now go back there to Psalms 46? Psalms 46 that says the Spirit. Where does it say the river? That speaks to the river in Psalms 46. Verse what? One? Where? What verse? 46:4. The river. Verse 4 says, there is a river, the streams whereof shall be glad, the city of God. Do you see I was showing you some of the, did you see I just show you in Isaiah 11? Some of those streams that flows out, wisdom, knowledge, that stream, is it flowing in your mind tonight? Are you drinking? That's the still water. He leadeth me beside beside still waters. In and out, you shall go in and out and find green pastures. How green is the knowledge that comes from God? Come on, how green is that river that of wisdom that comes from God? Counsel and might that flows in your spirit. How green is it? How refreshing is it when it flows into your being? Though the waters thereof, is that what I want? Verse there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the cities of God. Notice that. Go back to verse 3. Though the waters thereof roar, there's a raging in Psalms 2. Well, why do the heathen rage? Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swellings thereof, said, but be still and know that I'm God. Amen. Amen. Fear not, but be still and know that I'm God. Be still and receive a knowledge. And when you receive a knowledge of God, you will not be afraid. You will be stable. Said that there is a river. Despite the swelling of the raging of the heathen, there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. Notice, God, somebody say God. Notice, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved because she's established by God. She's built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. He says that God is in the midst of her. That's a city. See? God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. See, God is helping her right now, early. See? Early. And said, God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen rage. The kingdoms were moved. The kingdoms were moved. They were troubled. And you know why they're troubled? Because God is getting ready to remove them forever. You remember how the stone that came out of Daniel chapter 2? In Daniel chapter 2, the beast, the image of the beast that Nebuchadnezzar saw. And the head of gold, and then it goes down to silver and brass. Then it goes down to iron and clay. See, in the division form of 10 kingdoms. See, they're raging. And we're down at the foot of the 10 toes right now. Everything is coming to an end. And there's a raging. There's a turmoil that's going on in the hearts of men. And because there is no knowledge of God, no wisdom of God, because men are not following the ruling of the rod of iron that came out of the stem of Jesse. See, the spirit of might shall rest upon him. Counsel and might. Counsel is it. That's the counsel that God gave through Paul to the church. Paul said, I've not shunned to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. And when that counsel comes into your heart, it's the peace of God. It brings stability in your life. And you're never the same. But you're fixed. Your soul is fixed. David said, my heart is fixed. Oh God, no one can uproot you. The shaking and the swelling of the earth, the mountains, and everything is quaking around you. But you hear a voice inside of you. Be still, calm, have no fear. And know, the knowledge of God will take us through the storms, through the waters. That when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you'll fear no evil. And the waters will not overcome you. The fire cannot burn you. No matter what happened to you, you are grounded, steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Okay? So the raging of the heathen, the kingdoms were moved. And God's going to shake this earth one more time. Yeah. See, he shook it before. Amen. And he said yes one more time in Hebrews 12, that thing, that he will shake all things. And everything that is shaken shall be removed. Everything that is not of God. The messages of your companion, of the companions in Solomon, we had it this morning. God's going to shake every of idols, every false doctrine. He's going to remove the government of men. We're down to the last part, and the top of gold and silver, that's all over. And it's top heavy. The system of men, the government of men, is all coming to an end. So it says that the streams whereof, back there, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, right? The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. Something is going to make the city of God glad. What? It's the streams of knowledge, the streams of understanding. What city? In Hebrews 11, where Abraham forsook by faith. Abraham came out of what? Ur of the Chaldees. And he forsook the gods. He forsook the city that he was born in. And he turned his back on that city by faith. Abraham came out of Ur of the Chaldees. And it says that Hebrews 11, that he did not know where, what verse is it? Verse 8. See, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. Underline that. What did he do? Obeyed. Obedience. He obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. He didn't know where he was going. But I tell you something. He knew who had called him. So when you have a knowledge and a relationship of God, you will go wherever he calls you and sent you. Isaiah chapter 6, when the Lord said, who will go for us? Who will go for us? It's the man and the woman that have a knowledge and a personal experience with God. And Isaiah came into an experience with God and a knowledge when God spoke to him and he saw the glory of God. He saw one high and lifted up. On sitting on the throne, and his train filled the temple. And when Isaiah saw the glory, that's the same glory, that's the same knowledge of the glory of God that will fill the earth as the water cover the sea. Then Isaiah said, woe is me. Then after God, the Lord said, who will go for us? And Isaiah said, here I am, send me. He began to understand and get a better knowledge of the glory of God. So here by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing. Come on, by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Not knowing, he went not knowing, okay, not knowing whither he went. Okay, now he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. You don't know everything. You don't know everything, but you know where you're going. You know that you're looking like Abraham. He said he went out not knowing whither he went. Verse 9 said, by faith he sojourned in the land of promises as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. 10 says, for he looked. Are you looking tonight? Yes. For he looked. This is what he was looking for. For he looked for a city which had foundations, the foundation whose builder and maker is God. What foundation was this? What foundation that had foundation? Revelation tells us, you know it, of that great, beautiful city that had foundation. It had 12 foundation. It had gates. You have the 12 tribes of Israel, and then you have the 12 apostles. They were there. You have the gates, and you have the foundation, whose builder and maker, notice, whose builder and maker is God. That's the only city that you're looking for. You're not looking for, everything you have here is temporary. It said that you don't hold on to it very heavily, but you very lightly. And he says that he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So God is the builder and the maker of that city that we are talking about, the great city. Verse 11 says, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. See, by faith. And you have to go by faith. Amen? You walk by faith and not by sight. Now it goes back to they look for a city, Abraham, right? He looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Well, what city it is? Back to Psalms, the 46 now. Go back quickly to Psalms 46. Says that there is a river, the streams whereof shall make God glad the city of God. That's the city that Abraham looked for. That's the city that Moses forsook Egypt, not willing to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. For he looked from Moses, rather endure the sufferings of the wilderness among God's people to become a shepherd out there in the desert to lead God's people than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Amen? So there, this river and the streams whereof shall make glad. What happened? Yeah. Wisdom. When wisdom enter into your heart, it makes you glad. Hallelujah. Hey, when the fear of God enters into your heart, it makes you glad. It makes you want to shout. It makes you want to lift your hands up. Make you want to praise the Lord. When wisdom enters into your heart, praise God, you'll never be the same. It makes glad the city of God and the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. See, the holy place, that's why we can enter with boldness into that holy place. Okay? We can enter with boldness because our mediator, our king priest, prophet, priest, and king, Jesus Christ, came and he entered within the veil. And now we can follow him because it's made wide open, the veil of his flesh, the holy place, the holy of holies. We can communicate and enter by the Spirit into that holy place, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Verse 4, notice shout. Now they shout, God. Where who? God is in the midst of her. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. My Father and I will come unto him and sup with him and eat with me. He shall not be moved. Hallelujah. You shall not be moved, okay? Because God is in you and establish us, we will not be moved. Praise God. That means if you're not moved, that means you have everlasting life. You will not be moved when this age is over. You will not be moved from Here we're going through this age, the valley of the shadow of death, this age. Well, here we are at the foot, the toes of the ten, of the image of the beast, the ten kings. But when that's all blown away, like the chaff of the summer threshing floor, amen, you will not be moved because there will be a kingdom. The little stone will become a great mountain, and that's where you will be found. That city, that's where you will be. Because though the mountains shake and everything is shaken, yet I will not fear. Why? Because God is in the midst of her. Despite the shaking of what's going on right now, you will not be moved because your God is in the midst. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, I feel like shouting tonight. If God be for us, praise God, who shall be against us? God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. He'll never be late. But he'll be right there, brother. He said he'll be right there. Though the mountains quake and shake, you'll never go under. Come on. If Jesus tells you to get out of the boat, to walk on the water, then get out of the boat. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to doubt because God is with you. I feel like shouting tonight because God is within you. God is there. God is with you. And he says that the Eden, the raging of the Eden, the kingdoms removed. All he has to do, he uttered his voice and they hurt melt. Look, you don't have to wait for all of that to climax. But right now you can hear that voice. Can't you? You can hear that voice that makes the hinds to calf and make the hinds to skip and push back the waters. Eh? You can hear that voice in Psalms 29 that breaks the cedars of Lebanon. You can hear that voice. Am I right? See that voice of God. Amen. You can hear that voice tonight. He uttered his voice. Why? He uttered that peace in your heart. He uttered a voice of deliverance in your heart. He had a voice of healing in your life. Come on, can you hear that voice tonight? When the devil rage and lie to you and tell you, you'll never make it. But there's a voice, a still small voice. Let me tell you something. Go ahead and go to the doctor. But let me tell you something. The doctor might say you have 6 months to live. But don't let that voice disrupt you. Don't listen to that voice. Amen. Don't always listen to the voice, the outer voice, the voice of men. Because there's a voice on the inside says, not yet, not yet. That though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Because thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the city. I will dwell in that city that not made by hand. Come on. But a city that has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Praise God. Amen. He said he uttered his voice and the earth melted. All right. Notice he uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Praise God. A mighty fortress is our God. He builds a fort around you. A bulwark. Come on, get your heart out. Stop the struggling in your spirit. Release it. Come clean with God. You struggle and struggle after years. Don't let the devil lock you into that struggle, into that condition. You reach out, but you're still in prison. But oh God, you need to get your spirit free. Set my spirit free. You need to come out of the cage that the devil has built around you. You need to come out of the house of bondage, of the land of Egypt. You need to come out of captivity and follow the Lord. Break free. Break your spirit free. Get out of that spirit. You've been held for years and years, but break through the ranks. Come on, because Jesus, he breaks the bars. He breaks the gates of iron. He cut it down, the doors, and he set you free. Come on, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. You've been in prison. Come on, you've been in prison, but it's time. Come on, it's time. He shakes the prison door. He's setting you free. It's time to get out of the, set my spirit free. Let your spirit get out of the prison. Get out of the prison of your soul and of your flesh. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He says that the Lord of hosts is with us. The next verse, the God of Jacob is our refuge. So come on. Come on, come. Despite the heat, the raging, and what's going on, come. Come to church. Amen. Amen. Come on and follow the Lord. Come on, let's go up to Jerusalem. Come on, come and behold. Come, behold. Open your eyes and see. Just don't see what man is doing. Don't see the works of men. Because all that's going down, like the image that goes with the rock, the chaff of the summer threshing floor. But what you ought to behold, the works of the Lord, is that little stone that was hewn out of the mountain. Come on, and behold. Don't see what man is doing, but behold the works of the Lord. What is God doing? He's hewn out a kingdom that's not made from man, not made of hand. Man, human idea, but it comes from the mountain, from the throne of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. God is giving us our daily bread right now. Every day with Jesus, there's something fresh. On that day, the last day of the feast, Jesus in John 7, he lifted up his voice and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow, what? Rivers of wisdom, rivers of knowledge and understanding. He will be a wise virgin, shall flow rivers of living water. There's something got to come out of your spirit. There's a life-giving Holy Ghost that has given wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you ought to let that river flow in your mind. Let that Holy Ghost flow. Stop living in the land of nod. Come on, in the land of no. Oh no, you live in that land of shadow, of the shadow of death. But the people that sat in darkness saw a great light. And in the valley of the shadow of death, let your minds go free. Break that yoke. Come on, get out of that, the mind. Let your mind go free. You've been a prisoner in your mind all your life. Come on, all your life you've been captured. You couldn't get out, but tonight you can get out of the prison of your mind. Get your Holy Ghost, set you up. Come out of here. Come out, prisoners. Get out of the house of bondage. Get out of the house of bondage. Be free. Be liberated. Get out. Let your minds go free. And the Holy Ghost will come and set your mind. Praise God. And let the Lord write his word. Get out of that prison now. You're in the prison house of your mind. Come on. Get out of that prison. Come on. He came to set the captives free. Get out of that spirit. Says, come, behold. Come on, come, behold the works of the Lord. What? What? What has he done? What has he done? How? I said, what desolation he had made where? In the earth. All right now. I know he's going to break down. I know he's going to break down the earth. And he's going to change it and make a new government, right? But there's another earth that he has to break down first. And that's your earth. That's your vessel. God's got to break down everything that's inside of us. Come on, he's got to tear that up. Come on, you think you're somebody. You think you've reached. Come on, God, that's dust. And God's got to shake that dust. Why? When that stone, let that stone that's hewn out of the mountain hit your feet. Come on, let it hit your feet. Hit your walk. Amen. Hit your lifestyle. And that dust will be broken. Hey, come on. You will be broken before God. And he will blow it away. Come on. As a chaff of the summer threshing floor. And God will bring you and build you into a new man. Amen. He said he breaketh the bows. Hey, he maketh wars to cease. Come be. He said he maketh wars to cease. Unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bows. And cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariots in the fire. Look at all that. The chariots, the war equipments of the nation. Yeah, you excited and worry about who's got nuclear weapons and all of that stuff? Hey, yeah, you ought to read what's going to happen. It shows you that Jesus Christ is protecting this earth because that's where he's coming back to rule and reign. You think he's going to let some little old crazy person that has no brain push and destroy what he's doing? No, but you haven't read the Bible. It said that there is a stone. There's a stone. A little stone that hewn out of the mountain, not made by hands. Hey, there's nothing that you can do to stop the plan of God. Not made by hand. What does he do, that little stone? He breaketh the bow. That's the battle bow. And cutteth the spear in sunder. Look what he's going to do with all the equipment. Cut them up, break them down. Said, he burneth. You talk about somebody's got something that can stop and overcome nuclear attacks. Hey, come on. Are the weapons of war? Have you read the Bible lately? Here's what he said. He burneth the war planes. I don't care what you break, what you build. He burned. Look what he's going to do. He burned them by when he with the fire, with burneth the chariot, the war planes, and could you name them? Vessels of war. He burneth the chariots of with fire. Be still. Come on. Be still. Be still means don't be distracted from where you're going, from getting the knowledge. Let the river flow in your being. Be still. Calm down. Don't stop studying the word and start refuse to come to church and screaming, oh my God, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Have you read the Bible later? Lately? That he burneth the chariots of war. He cuts this in sunder. All of the bows. Have you ever read that? Who do you believe? Whose report? What happened to Babylon? Hey, that great Babylon. What happened to the Medes and the Persia? He said, but some of that is around. But you don't read Revelation. That the remnant, they just are existing because God is not finished with them yet. But they've been cast down and broken. And now look what God is doing. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. What's going on right now? The anointing. He poured out his Holy Ghost. He has poured out on the day of Pentecost in the midst of his enemy, the Holy Ghost. He sent a Savior and died to save us. And what happened? He prepared a table. Come on. Before us. Come and dine. If any man thirst, the invitation. Come and dine. Thou preparest a table before me. Where? In the presence of my enemies. They're all around. Principalities and power. But he gave us power to bind them and to cast them down and to break their power and to resist them and to tread on serpent and to scorpion. Hey, he did that for you. He gave you power over all the power of the devil. You have no right sitting there with your mind all bound up. Get out of that prison. Get out. Be loose, man. Be loose, woman. Get out of prison. Amen. Praise God. Jesus Christ came to bail you out, to deliver you out, to break the bars of the devil. And now he set the captives free. While you're sitting there with your little old mind bound up, get out of that. Let go your tradition. Let go the wickedness. Let go of the wickedness and the evil of the heart. And come out of captive. Come out of Egypt. Hey, he led captivity captives and gave gifts to men. Be still and know. Be still. Settle down because he leads you beside the still water. And know that I am God. I say who? Hi. Hey, you cannot put a demon or a devil or a god of the world right there. I don't care. I don't care who say anything. I don't care how many religion there is. No, it's still one high. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted among the gods. Come on. All those thoughts that's in your mind. The gods, the big gods and the little gods that you set up in opposition. And when you hear the word of God, there's something that stands up inside of you that would oppose the word of God. Be still. Come on. Be still. And know. Come on. Get your mind there. And know that I am God. Who? Who is God? I am that I am. I am that I am. Come on. I am God. Amen. I am your deliverer. Be still. Come on. Be still. Don't be shaken. Don't be troubled. But be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's to take the throne of his father David. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. Amen. Say the Lord, right? See that God will be exalted, right? Well, in the earth. In the earth. Why? From, it says, the knowledge of the glory of God will cover the earth as the water cover the sea. And now it's time to get the refreshing and look at Acts, the third chapter of the book of Acts that speaketh about the times of refreshing that shall come. Acts quickly, the three verse, the times of refreshing that shall come. Verse 19, go down quickly to from the hand of the Lord. In Acts 3 verse 19 says, said repent. Here's what you've got to do now. Repent. Repent. Therefore, and be converted, that that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Did you know that time is here right now? That time of refreshing? What refreshes you? What refreshes and restores our soul and renew our soul? What refreshes on our soul? Why he sent Christ. Christ came and died, the blood of Jesus. So he refreshed the hungry soul with bread. And he gave his blood as drink. Amen. For the thirsty soul. There's a time of refreshing shall come from where? Where? Repent. And therefore, and be converted, right? Converted, he restored my soul. Amen. Okay, Psalms 19 says that in Psalms 19 tells us that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show it is handiwork. But down a little further, it tells us that speaks about the soul. The law, notice here, the law of the Lord is perfect. The law of the Lord, verse 7 says, the law of the Lord is perfect. What does it do in verse 7? The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. What is the testimony? Revelation 12, and they overcame him. The testimony of the Lord. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Your word is not just your word, but that your word is the word of the Lord. See, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So back in Psalm says, where was I? The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony, okay, the testimony of the Lord is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of the Lord is the spirit of prophecy. Said, making wise, underline that, making wise the simple. Statue of the Lord are right. The statues of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Said, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. It goes on verse 10 quickly said, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover by them is thy servant warned, hey, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Can you see the list? Let's go over it again to show you. The list of the kingdom, the order of the kingdom. The law, the law of the Lord. Look at that. Verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect. This is the order of the kingdom. Amen. See, this is how God will judge and rule the kingdom. This is how the law will go forth out of Jerusalem. What? The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The soul has got to be restored, where our thinking become like God's thoughts. Your thoughts is not God's thoughts, but they are to become. Amen. We are to change and receive God's thoughts, God's ways in our hearts. The whole counsel of God said the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise. Look at how wise you will be in the kingdom. Making wise the simple. The verse 8, the statutes of the Lord are right. Rejoicing. Look at all. Rejoicing. How are you going to rejoice over God's word, the law of God? Do you understand? It's not silver and gold and honey and milk that's going to make the rejoicing in heaven. Why? No, it's the law of the Lord. The law of liberty. The commandments of God. Is the Lord, the commandments of the Lord is pure. Pure as the Lord is. We are to be pure as our Father in heaven is pure. Enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean. Enduring forever. That's what's going to keep us. Obedience to God's word. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Do you understand how we change into the righteousness of God? This is the way. This is the secret of it. Then it goes on, verse 10, more to be desired. Do you have that desire in your heart? Do you love him more than how you love natural, material things? See, a church that spends its time just talking and trying to get the people richer don't understand. You've got to stop that. Come on. You've got to stop preaching like that and get back like Psalms 19. Amen. Stop. You're wasting your time. Why go through all of that? Preaching on. I don't care how much gold and silver coins you have. You're not going to take it anywhere. You're not going to take it anywhere you're going. You cannot enter into the kingdom of God. But I tell you something you can take. This is what you can take. Yeah. Moreover, to be desired are day than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. It's all right to go ahead and study about making money. And that's all right to have some money. But notice, when you begin to meditate and focus how to get rich, this is the true riches. When you're rich with God and knowledge of God, when you have come out of darkness into the marvelous light of the Son of God, said be sweeter also than honey, and a honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them, what? There is great reward in the kingdom of God. There, in keeping of them, there is great reward. If you want to find out what the great reward is, read the seven churches of Asia. When to him that overcometh will I give this. Amen. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit my throne on my throne. Even as I sit, I overcame, and I'm sat down on my Father's. My God, they don't get no better. He doesn't get any better than that. Amen. To him that overcometh will not be hurt of the second death. Praise God. Amen. You'll not be hurt of the second death. To him that overcometh will I make a pillar. You want a job? You are unemployed? The Lord is taking application right now. And all you have to do is to repent of your sins. He said, will I make a pillar into the house of God? Said, moreover, to be desired are they than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and a honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned by now, warning us what's coming ahead of us. And in keeping of them, there is great reward. The great reward is the coming, the establishment of the kingdom when you'll be rewarded. You will be rewarded into the kingdom of Almighty God. Amen. See, there in keeping of them, there is great reward. Praise God. When you keep the word of God, there is great reward. Amen? Amen. Praise God. I have more, but I think I'll stop right there. And we will pick it up on Wednesday night. Amen. Praise.